This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide. Brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
That round of applause. Welcome to Stage Door with myself, Kevin, and...
me, Graham.
Oh, perfect timing. Hey. It's going to be a good day. Well, welcome, Graham. Have Thank you got you. Anything on your mind before we do the listings? You haven't,
before we
have
do
you?
The listings, yes.
I you have?
I was going down memory lane.
All right.
And I was started thinking about all the things that you do when you know you've got a long day at work and you just need it to go a bit quicker and you just have to inject a bit of fun into it.
Okay.
And
like what, for instance?
Well, years ago, when I lived on the mainland, I was working for a carpet firm, and in soft furnishings, flooring, you know,
yeah,
it gets very quiet between February and April because it's just that time of year. Nobody's, yeah, the house market is kind of like fairly flat.
Yeah.
Nobody's really doing anything up. They've bought the carpets and the sale, and there's nothing going on till Easter. And yeah, so there was days would go by when you might not see any customers at all, or all they'd right, just come in and they'd just
so that's
be
your,
looking.
That's your very long excuse for what you're about to tell us.
Yeah. Yeah. So because it might be sort of hours between, you know, customers' visits in the shop, we used to kind of like do stuff.
Yeah.
Just to keep ourselves entertained,
like what?
And motivated as well.
It's, all right, I'm with it. Come on, I want information
so,
now.
Okay, so go you on. Know, when you go into a carpet shop, in the bigger stores anyway,
yeah,
you know they have what they call a tombola. It's one of those things where they're
yeah,
great big squares of carpet and you flip them over, normally Axminster's and Wilton's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so we used to arrange those in like a course around the shop, and then we'd hurdle them and it would kind of like be, you know, we'd have a race between us. So the bigger shops in this firm that I work for, you know, you'd be
what, like leapfrog thing,
yeah,
over them,
yeah, hurdle,
okay,
you know, you did turn it into a bit of an Olympics,
oh,
and Olympics event. So some you might have to jump over,
oh,
yeah,
right,
you'd normally do like hurdle the first lot course, and then afterwards you might have to climb underneath them. Now that was quite fun as well. So hurdle one, climb, yeah, underneath another.
Did anybody ever actually come in while you were in the middle of the Grand
Sometimes,
National?
Sometimes, yeah, and you kind of make an excuse. That,
like the boss?
Like, you know,
did
you
the
were
boss
tidying
ever
up.
Catch you?
I know. In fact, sometimes
the boss
one
was
of,
leading
a couple
the
of our
race.
Bosses used to actually join in, which is fun.
Well, I can't beat that. I mean, mine was usually revolved around tea and like food.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you just, like you say, you know, you're chained to a computer all day, and you say, "Oh, I can't do this anymore." But all you can think of is, I'm starving.
Yeah.
Who wants a pie from the shop? So suddenly you've got this really urgent meeting of everyone giving their orders. What sort of pie do you want? Oh, I don't know. And it goes on forever, doesn't it? And then, of course, there's eating it and comparing,
yeah,
notes on the pies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it can take up a whole afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that works well.
Yeah. We used to talk in a different accent,
yeah,
for the whole day,
right,
or as long as we could get away with.
Even to customers, you mean?
Oh, especially to customers. And you weren't allowed to, if somebody spoke, if one of your colleagues spoke in their regular accent, you know, in a normal voice, you just completely ignored them until they,
yeah,
got into character and,
all
like,
right,
turned it back,
oh,
on.
And did you do those ones where you got these spoof phone calls?
Oh yeah,
Mr. G. Raff on the phone.
Yes,
we did all that.
Or there's this bloke who wants to talk to you about his order, and it would be like Mr. Angry or something,
yeah,
and they'd pass the phone,
yeah,
over to you.
Yeah.
The best one we ever did was we kept up a Scottish accent for the whole day, and this the first customer that came in,
yeah,
after about, you know, we've been open since 8:30. First customer came in about 11 o'clock, and she was Scottish, and then started to quiz me on whereabouts in Scotland I was from. Now, at the time, I could kind of get away with it because my gran was from Scotland, so I kind of knew the towns. But unfortunately, this woman was from the same you know, county.
No.
And then I was sort of like signalling my colleague to come out and help, you know, just to deflect some attention away. And started quizzing him about whereabouts in Scotland he was from as well. Oh. So funny.
Well, you're a legend then. For
in me on lunchtime, yeah.
Is this also your way of avoiding doing the listings, though? Because I'm beginning to twig now. Come on.
Shall I do them in accent?
Yeah, go on, yeah. David, what accent do you want to do today?
Let's do them in a Scottish accent.
Okay.
All right.
Go for it.
Okay. So today we've got some films.
Oh, that wasn't Scottish. that was Birmingham, that, wasn't it?
No. Birmingham's, right, we've got some films and theatre and some live music.
For all our listeners in the Midlands, I do apologise.
I did it in a Scouse accent. Hey, we got some films. This one's like...
This is good. You've got the job, Graham. Go on, go for it.
Right, okay.
Okay,
so,
go for it.
Okay, films. So Beauty and the Beast and Get Out opened at the weekend. This week, Cowabunga, it's the Power Rangers at Cineworld. Exhibition on screen, The Artist Garden, American Impressionism and the Garden Movement from the Florence Griswold Museum in Connecticut. It's on Tuesday the 21st at Cineworld. Only a few tickets left for award-winning I, Daniel Blake, screening at Ventnor Film Society on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. And on Saturday, Met Opera Idomeneo at Cineworld.
Who?
Idomeneo.
Okay.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. Were you doing that in any accent, or was that just you?
No, that was
that
me.
Was just you.
Just bland all away.
How's it spelled? I. Is it A-Y-E?
I-D-O-M.
A-Y-E. I.
Idomeneo. I'll do it in my Italian accent. Met opera. Idomeneo.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I'll go.
Cineworld.
Oh, I'll go and watch that then.
Okay, from the theatre, Paul Carroll's Musical Tavern comes to Newport. I nearly said New York then. I wish I was in New York.
Yeah, try and keep up, everyone.
Yeah. Comes to Newport on Thursday, bringing his family drag show with singing, dancing, laughter and hilarity from Mrs. T and the gang. Peter Alice is at Medina Theatre on Friday with talking about his career as a golfer and what he's been up to since then.
That'll be a laid-back event, won't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a very funny guy because, of course, they have to fill in a lot of gaps when, because golf is not the most fast-paced game in the world, is it? But he fills them very nicely. And Starlight Boutique present Cartoon Heroes on Saturday at Medina Theatre. Saturday the 25th, Cosmo Sheldrake presents his warehouse show. He's a 26-year-old multi-instrumentalist musician, composer and producer, and will be performing a special show in a pop-up unit on Ventnor Industrial Estate. That's a bit different, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
Perfect space for an intimate gig, I think, though.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And Errol Linton, plus support from the Moonshiners. The Moonshiners, I think, is a local band, and they're at Key Arts on Saturday the 25th. And then you've got Sunday morning recitals, as always. Also on Sunday, it's
Mother's Day. Bless them.
Oh, we said that.
Don't we love mothers?
Yeah.
We do, don't we?
Oh, yeah, mothers.
Mothers are great, aren't they, Graham?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. What don't they do for you?
Oh, I know.
You know?
I can't think of a single thing.
So, we're going to put together some listings of things to do with your mum this weekend.
including
make them some breakfast.
Yeah. Yes.
Make them a nice cup of tea.
Yeah.
Tell them how much you love them.
And then that's it for the rest of the day. And then they're back in the kitchen doing all the usual chores that they have to do.
Come on, mum. You're the best at making Sunday lunch.
Yeah.
Go on, get in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's your day. We want the meal to be edible. You'd better make it.
Only you make those types of roast potatoes, mum. Only you can just get them black and crispy. No one else can.
Yeah.
There's some more great stuff coming up this month, including some live event cinema. TED Cinema Experience. Have you seen those?
No.
They're kind of like, they're big on YouTube, and you know all these people that do like this motivational type speaking?
Yeah.
But they cover such a wide range of subjects.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's two events in April. There's like the preliminary kind of opening experience. And then they do like a summary on the, I think it's like, opens on Tuesday, they do a summary on a Friday or a Saturday or something like that. And, you know, you can get some good little things out of it if you're if that's your kind of bag.
Okay.
Julius Caesar, RSC Live, West White's Art, 70th season birthday performance. King of Pop Navi, the legend continues. Midyear.
Yeah.
Now he's a legend.
Who?
Midyear.
Yeah. Yeah.
More legends from the Legends of Swing. So many legends on the island.
There's a lot of legends, aren't there?
A lot of legends on the island.
Legend, or is it legend?
It used to be funny when Les Dawson used to say that. On blankety blank. And Treasure Island Show for the Kids, which I think is on in the April holes. But find all these and more at whatsonwhite.com.
Beautifully done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectisradio.com.